Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'll tell you what, every week we get a few more answers about these feisty Giants, boy. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Just keep cranking out those wins. Julian Love, 7-2. Big Blue back on the fan with Tiki and Terry. Julian, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. How you guys?
Hey, Julian, good. We saw something with Coach Daboll where he got after Jack Anderson, one of your guards, and he kind of walked back afterwards and said, I wish I hadn't done that. But it just brings a question. We saw him go after Daniel Jones after an interception against Jacksonville, and we see Daboll on the sideline, and he seems calm and controlled, but you could tell there's like an edge there. How is he with you guys in the moments that we don't see?
I mean, I feel like he kind of wears his heart on his sleeve. I think what you see is kind of what you get. You know, he did get after some guys, you know, throughout the game a little bit, maybe a little bit at halftime. And after the game, he's like, hey, like, you know, I'm sorry. Like, you know, like it's not like a sorry, like, my bad type of thing. It's like my passion. Like, I care about you guys. I care about, you know, these games. And so I think we all feel that way. So like, we no one takes it personal.
Yeah,
you just know he really cares.
I mean, you almost appreciate that, right? Because I just think it's like to my kid. Like I have six kids, but two with me now. You know, younger kids, and sometimes Brooklyn is just a pain in the butt. I just want to like scream at her, but then I'm like, you know, I love you, and yada yada yada. It almost feels like that's how he is without even thinking about it. You know what I mean? It's like he cares so much about y'all's success and you all that you guys must appreciate who he is and how he coaches you, whether that's hard or whether that's encouraging or whatever he gives you. It feels like you have to appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different coaching styles out there. I definitely appreciate the ones that, like, yeah, you know this guy, or you know this person is we'll go to bat for you.
Yeah.
He'll get fired up at times. You know, he'll coach, he'll be encouraging, but you know, he's willing to go to war with you. And that's what Dave has shown.
All right. So we're talking to Julian Love. Now, listen, Julian, every week we've kind of throw a little line in the water. Let's see if Julian takes a little nibble today when we ask you about the playoffs. And every time you've managed to avoid getting that little hook on your face, on your lip, right? You haven't gone for it. And we respect it. That ends today. And I'm going to tell you why it ends today. That ends, my man. Because now, last night, for the entire football world to see, up, down goes the big bad Eagles. No longer perfect. You got the. I know you have to deal with the Lions. I get that. And you guys are slightly favored, as you should be. But now, there is no way. Well, you could tell me. I won't believe you. That you can come on this show and tell all the hundreds of thousands of Giants fans listening right now that you guys aren't thinking about the playoffs. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it anymore. Let's hear it. I'm not buying it.
I love the setup for this. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so we're not buying into it at all.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. Sure, you know.
No, I mean, yeah, go ahead. I mean, yeah, you see that game, a division game last night, and you know, you want things to shake out in your favor for sure, the other game throughout the league. And yeah, it's something, you know, we're definitely taking note of. You know, the Eagles got, you know, a loss against a division opponent, and you know, it kind of brings them down a little bit for sure. But it is just that, you know, we have a huge slate in front of us. You know, we have the Lions, but then even if you look forward, I'm not going all the way to the playoffs, but if you look forward to the, you know, our bulk of our division games,
yep,
are, you know, these next couple of weeks, and so. Yeah, it's when it gets serious. This one, the serious ball, you know, needs to be played.
All right, so let me ask you this. The defense pretty much shows up every week. The offense, the staple, has been running the ball. Jones protecting the rock. As you get ready to face, it's the Commanders twice. It's the Eagles twice. Some tough matchups, and hopefully you guys do well. I think we all think that a little infusion of offense would not be a bad thing. And a former Giants name is all over the news. Odell Beckham Jr. You guys talk about this, I'm sure. Do you think it's possible? Do you think you need him?
You know, he was just missed him. I never had a chance to play with Odell. It was the year before I got there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think for sure you want to look at anybody you can bring. I know Joe Shane and, you know, Dave's and all the upstairs guys. Look at fits, potential fits. And he obviously has a relationship with a lot of people in the building. But, you know, I'm not sure what the deal with that is. I'm not even sure if he's able to play this year. And so, you know, there goes all that stuff into effect. But, yeah, I mean, that's an upstairs decision. You know, you want to see us have success in bringing guys who can help, no doubt. But also we can't, you know, bank on short-term success. We got to still build for a future.
Yeah, but when you see and you know his history, would it make sense? You know what I mean?
I think what I've heard in this building, and I've obviously just been in this building, thankfully,
yeah,
is that you really appreciate stuff after it's gone, and you really appreciate being in this Giants building after you're not anymore. Like the people, the community, yeah, everybody has passion and it's a high pressure, but they do it right. I mean, in the building, you just get treated a certain way, and you know, it's one of the founding, you know, fathers of the league, the New York Giants are.
Yep.
And so I think that goes into effect. And so, yeah, I know in his heart, he realized kind of what he had here, I'm sure. And so I think that's kind of what's at play here.
So what you're saying without actually saying it, and I won't make you say any more, is that, and I'm just saying this now because of what you just said, Odell Beckham Jr. has many options, but he wants to come back to the New York Giants. That's what I heard.
Yeah,
I'm just
saying. I heard the same thing. Pretty ironic. I heard the same thing, Julian.
Paraphrase, of course.
You don't have to answer that. But, Julian, no, seriously, back to the football. Football that you guys are currently playing, not the players that could potentially be here in the next couple of weeks, but you had the green dot this weekend. Xavier McKinney was out, and we talked about this last week with you. How different was it? I know Dane played pretty well back there. How different, you know, how did you guys weather it? Because it looked really good. You got turnovers when you needed to, Leonard Williams with the fumble, then you had an interception on the subsequent drive, which helped, you know, stave off the Texans as they were trying to come back and win this thing. How did it feel back there for you in that new role?
It felt comfortable. I think I have a great relationship with everybody on the defense, everybody on the team. And so, you know, the communication aspect, you know, was pretty easy. Everybody, you know, I'm communicating all the time to these guys. And so, you know, it was smooth. And it just really took, you know, an extra step forward to communicate, you know, obviously kind of what Zay does and the play calling, but also everything else. Just kind of see some reads, some checks, what the Texans are doing and taking a step further to communicate. And yeah, my voice was definitely coarse after the game. I was screaming so much.
It was because it was so loud. I mean,
it was so loud.
Yeah,
right,
not Giants exactly. Stadium, but MetLife Stadium is loud. They were loud when they were supposed to be. You guys have the Detroit Lions coming in, and they can score a lot of points if you let them. Have you started looking at them? What makes them so explosive point wise?
Yeah, I think, you know, their OC is doing a great job with utilizing their talent on offense. I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown's playing at a high level. Mm-hmm. I played against him in college. He's a serious player in this league, and I know he's young, but no, he's for real. And so we got to treat him as such. They, you know, established a solid running game with Williams, and yeah, I mean, their OC just switches up his looks every week, is what, you know, I can tell right now. You have some guys who have certain looks each week, and, you know, their staple bread and butter plays and all that stuff, try to switch it up. But this guy, like, he's going into the lab every week with some new stuff. And so it's going to be a huge week of preparation because this offense is serious.
Yeah, and it should be a huge week of preparation because you guys are currently sitting 7-2. If you go 8-2 and it's a home game against a team that hasn't won a lot of games, you guys, so I'm going to say you're supposed to win this game. You don't have to say that, but you're supposed to win this game. If you win and you're 8-2, think of where you are heading into Thanksgiving. You guys have to be thinking about that.
Oh, no doubt. I think, you know, the goal, Dave always says, you got to go 1-0. Like, we got to go 1-0 next week. And that mindset has, you know, been successful for us. But then, yeah, once you stack these wins and you know, right now we're 7-2 going into this game, we're in a great position. And now this is when really kind of you mentioned the playoffs, like the playoff football mindset has to start. It can't start, you know, when that time comes down the line. it has to start now because this is when it gets real serious.
Well, listen, being the ethical, responsible journalist that I've always been, I want to make sure I don't mischaracterize any thoughts here. Let's see. So Julian Love has guaranteed a playoff spot. Julian Love has said that Odell Beckham will sign within the next 2 days. Got it. Oh, yeah, and that you'll beat the Lions by 30. Got it. I got you, buddy.
Wait, and that Tiki's coming back.
There we go.
I can run. I can't take the hits, though. I can take the hits, okay. Julie.
Dude, keep the mojo going. It's a blast watching you guys rise. Good job, Julian.
Appreciate you, Julian.
Appreciate you guys.
Be good, man.
All right, man. You see, it took a little while. We loosened them up. We got to get these guys trained a little bit.
We got the info we needed.
Exactly. We're going to react to that, by the way, what he said. There were some interesting things kind of woven in within that Odell Beckham Jr. comment. We'll get to that coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.